We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
9:49 as we roll through hour number one here on Sports Daily. It's always time for the Cindy O Twitter question of the day. In this segment, Cindy O, your HR experts in Wichita. Where are we going today, Shane?
Social media, which can be the devil, especially Facebook. It's a love-hate thing, of course. At KFH Radio, they retweet the Cindy O HRO Twitter question every single day, so feel free to vote and retweet as well. A lot of retweets on this one, considering, but then again, everybody's on Facebook. So, here was my query. What's the most unfollowable Facebook move in existence? And I know I'm leaving some out here, so please write in, because to narrow it to four was hard. Here are your choices of the most unfollowable offenses on Facebook. Bet you won't copy and paste this. An unclear prayer request. Compliment-seeking selfies. Or a political rant. If you have Facebook, I don't really need to explain, because you've seen all of these. So far, it is a neck and neck race between I bet you won't copy and paste this and a political rant. 37% and 36% so far with those two options. The compliment-seeking selfie is getting 21% of the vote. I think we all have recognized those before, that it's just a, oh, I just happened to snap a photo of myself because I want to update my profile picture, but please feel free to love it, like it, and compliment and tell me how good-looking I am. That's 21%. The vague prayer request, and I don't want to trample on prayer, but if you're going to post, and this is my own personal rant, if you're going to post and ask for prayers, tell me what it's for. If you're so vague that we just need prayers sent our way, I don't know what to pray for. I don't know what specifically to ask on your behalf. And yet the majority of prayer requests on Facebook are just two little lines that say, hey, send us some prayers over here. Bet you won't copy and paste. I don't understand. I don't understand that one. It's usually a full paragraph, has to do with what, Andrew? Cancer or hating cancer. We all hate cancer. I don't think we need to get into that. Good friends. If you were a good friend, you're not going to share this. You're going to copy and paste it. I'm going to find out how many good friends I have. Just getting madder and madder with all the explanations I have to go through. Some of the Twitter thread here, Chris had a good one. Quote, I generally would never do this, but a friend of mine has such great success with blank that I tried it and I did too. Let me tell you all about it, unquote.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
That was Chris on Twitter about Facebook. Deanna complimented me, saying, God, they're all so terrible. Not sure I can pick just one, although the vague bookers / mysterious prayer requests are probably the worst. Attention-seeking masked as concern. That's probably the best way to put it. Attention-seeking masked as concern.
Boy, it doesn't sound like Facebook's a very good place to be. I don't do Facebook.
I know you don't. And that's why I felt like I had to kind of walk you through this.
I'm glad that you gave me some.
Yeah.
And let me just say this. I think I've made the right choice.
You're not missing a lot.
Based on what I'm hearing here.
Actually, besides those four things, what you are missing is, in addition, pictures of food, recipes, too many pictures of your kid, and too many pictures of your vacation.
Yes, probably so.
John also added astutely, the factually erroneous rant that they shared from another page that only takes about 10 seconds or less to debunk if you take the time to look it up, not only does it reflect poorly on the original poster, but the person who shared it as well.
Hmm. That's a good point.
A lot of...
Wow.
What's the word? Lemmings? Are those the little rodents that follow?
Yes.
That just follow people?
Basically, they'll jump off a cliff if the lead one does it.
Yeah. A lot of lemmings on Facebook. I feel like...
A lot of lemmings in life, Shane. Right?
Yeah, that's true, too.
A lot of lemmings in life.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, I...
Hey, before we started talking to RJ and the Mike Trout thing, have you seen the tear that he's on?
He's oh my God.
16 for his last 23. That's six.
It's like historic.
That's 696. Yeah. His on base percentage is 778. His last 37 plate appearances. He's made out 7 times. He's been walked 11 times, 4 of those intentional. Been hit once. And in addition to leading the big leagues with 23 home runs and a 1.158 OPS, he's also walked more than he struck out. So when we talk about, and RJ agreed that, you know, we probably don't give this guy his due, don't talk about him enough. Boy, all that would take was him playing in New York, wouldn't it?
Oh, my Lord.
Then we'd be well aware who Mike Trout is.
I mean, the problem with Mike Trout is he just hasn't played on very many good teams. I mean, he's in L.A. Mm-hmm. Well, he's in Orange County. But, I mean, he's in L.A. You would think that he would be getting... And you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, we get him on a couple of Subway commercials, right?
Yeah, right. But used to. I don't know about it anymore.
I don't know about it anymore. Where else do we see Mike Trout?
Maybe on MLB's ad for the All-Star game or something like that.
That's right. Yeah, something like so a promo.
Yeah.
Or something like that, right? But I don't know. He's just one of those guys that, for whatever reason, I mean, I'm covering him. I'm down there in the spring, and it's Mike Trout. He's got nobody around him.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, I mean, that was when all the Shohei Ohtani stuff was going on, and I mean, there were about 1,000 people chasing him around.
Yeah,
Mike Trout must have thought that was the greatest thing in the world. Great. They're not over here. I'm not saying ball players think that way, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, I bet they do.
You know.
I mean, guys like him that would get mobbed.
Yes, absolutely.
Just let me go about my business and lead the league in on-base percentage, slugging, OPS, and OPS plus. Don't mind me.
The world.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. I thought it was interesting. Was it RJ that made the statement that he might be the greatest of all time
right now? Yeah.
Right now. I mean, consider that.
If something happened to him today, he's in the Hall of Fame. I'm convinced.
I think you're right. I think he's in the Hall of Fame.
He's playing in his 1,000th game tonight.
Yeah. And if you think we're crazy, go back and look at his numbers. Larry Drew, when we continue in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.